Well, it is the 26th of December, 2013, and you are listening to the Underline Podcast, 4th Christmas special. It is a day after Christmas, I am fully aware of that, but you know what? It's always festive here at the Underline Podcast, so we are 46 seconds in to the 55th episode of the Underline Podcast. If you have not listened before, it features me and Yayan and amongst three other friends, on a six-year escapade through broadcasting on the on the podcasting medium, which of course is dead now, but we are
no one listens to podcasts.
No, they don't, including us, and that is why we are making this fourth Christmas special to make it extra special for the listeners who will not be listening anyway. Yayan, I prepared some festive things to ask you.
Oh gosh!
And here we are. And I thought we'd play a little lyric game where you would say the next line of the Christmas carol.
I'm not going to know these.
Oh, this is very fun. Okay, here we go. Number one. Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
That's all I know. Santa Claus riding, hope he doesn't see that my brain is raining.
Close. It was Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the reins.
Okay. Let's round two.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells. Jingle all the way.
I'm sorry, I was looking for Jingle Bells Batman Smells.
Oh, what the...
I'm sorry, alright, next one. We three kings of Orient are...
I'm not even hear that one.
We three kings of Orient are...
Oh, that one. I never liked that one. I'm sorry.
Oh, I would have accepted either two in a bus and one in a car, or bearing gifts as we traverse afar.
Bearing gifts, next time get a car.
You're 0 and 3 right now, Yan, I'm very sorry about that. But you can still make up for it. We are going to go for Silent Night right now. Silent Night, Holy Night.
All is calm. all is bright?
Yep, nailed it. Alright, great.
Sounds fabulous. I got one.
Alright, got an easy one. We wish you Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year. Or we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I don't know whether to follow along. I don't know.
Oh, so I'm sorry. It was it was two more We Wish You Merry Christmases and one Happy New Year. I'll give you a half point for that. So right now you're 1.5 out of 5.
That's crazy.
Moving on, we have Oh Christmas Tree, Oh Christmas Tree.
How happy you make me.
I'm sorry, it was Thy Leaves Are So Unchanging. So close, yet so far. Joy to the world.
For I am alive on Christmas.
Try again, that was just despicable.
I don't know.
Joy to the world.
I know The Simpsons. The teacher is dead, we barbecued her head.
It was actually, the Lord has come, let earth receive her king. Oh, shit. Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. I hope that nothing goes wrong, because it's always going wrong here.
Close, but far. It was, I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, so... I'm saying this is the White Christmas. Be careful though, this is the Taylor Swift version.
I've never heard that.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh wait, I'm not. Someone has rejected me.
Close, it was actually I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and the children listen to hear the sleigh bells in the snow. It was actually very similar to the actual original version, just Taylor Swift was singing it. Bit of a trick question. I'm sorry about that.
Identical, to be exact.
The first Noel, the angel, I did say.
Go away, it's Christmas Day.
Was two certain poor shepherds in the field as they lay. Oh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell something. Oh, look at the clock.
You know, they're not all rhyming couplets. Some of them don't rhyme.
Oh, good grief. I'm not a Christmas person, I'm sorry.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock, jingle bells swing, and jingle bells ring. Well, that was a grand total of 1.5 out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Wow, 1.5 out of 11.
GB, worst score imaginable, even worse than 0.
Well, it was actually the best score that we ever had, and also the worst score. So congratulations, Yian. You have won more questions, actually. Okay, so we're going to ask you a little bit about the nativity scene.
Oh, no.
It's definitely going to get very interesting over here.
Don't make me look more stupid than I already look.
Okay, when was Jesus born?
When, what, the exact year?
It's a two-part question. The time of year and the year itself.
I guess 0 AD, December 25th, Christmas time. As we know it to do.
Wow, 0 for 2 actually. It's actually 4 to 6 BC, sometime in spring.
Ah, 0, fuck yeah, sorry. God, I am stupid.
Yeah, because if you actually inspect the time that Herod was alive, and you kind of count backwards, it actually comes to 4 to 6 BC.
Yeah, Herod, fucking...
The name, the year itself is unclear, but unfortunately you did get that one wrong. Sorry. Okay, so why was everything kind of full at Bethlehem? What was going on? Was there anything going on?
Oh, well, the inn was full. I mean, Mary and Joseph needed a place to stay, and the inn was full, and the innkeeper said that, you know, there was no room there. So that was what was going on.
Yes, but yeah, I think you're missing the kind of cause and effect I'm looking for right here. Why was the inn full?
Why was the inn full? Because it was, oh dear. It was clearly Christmas time, so everything was quite busy back then.
You see, Yain, there's some kind of flaw in your logic, because Jesus had not been born at the time.
You are right. Please give me the answer. This is unbearable.
Okay,
like
so, actually there was something else going on in Bethlehem. Late September and early October is the autumn festival season on God's calendar. One of the three times a year where families would travel to Jerusalem to observe God's holy day. So, they're actually going to, going to Jerusalem to kind of celebrate God's holy days.
Alright then. I'm sorry I got that wrong.
What did I dress up as at the Tia Isof Infant School nativity scene?
Were you a shepherd?
I was a shepherd, that was right. That was unbelievable how you got that one right and nothing else.
Carry on.
Yeah, and who were the Magi?
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm sorry. They were... significant in...
All right, yeah, I'm going to help you out with this one. You seem to be struggling a lot. The Magi were actually the wise men that came.
Magi? Is that what they were known as?
Yes, actually, yeah, the Magi. How many of the wise men or kings were there?
Sorry, say that again?
How many wise men or kings were there?
See, this feels like QI. It seems obvious, but I don't want to say it. I want to say 3.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, like, it is often represented as 3 because there were 3 gifts. Unfortunately, there is no way to tell how many there were. In common Persian kind of beliefs, there were actually 12. But they only bought 3 gifts. So that's 1 gift per 4 people, which seems a little bit rude, to be honest.
I would not agree with that. That's horrible.
Yian, what were the gifts that the Magi brought?
Hold on, I got this. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Very good, very good. And what is frankincense?
I have never wanted to find out. I have never had any interest in this, or even the nativity in general, but please continue.
The frankincense was actually an aromatic resin obtained from the trees of the genus Boswellia.
Right.
It is used in incense and perfumes. It smells good, basically.
That's alright, that's nice. That's a nice gift.
It is nice. What is myrrh? Think about what you just heard. Just think about it.
What about it being perfume? It smells nice. It goes into perfumes.
Are you saying that's for myrrh?
No, but you're confusing me now. You're talking about frankincense.
Yeah, and I tried to help you, but you clearly failed to pick up on my hint. It was actually also an aromatic resin from of small thorny tree species, Commithora.
Okay, great.
Oh, sorry, man.
I mean, is that the final nail in the coffin?
I think that is the final nail in the coffin, so to speak. We did not find out who is the best at the nativity scene, but it definitely isn't Yayan.
Sorry, I'm just not being a keen fan of it, or an avid fan. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Yayan. We went to public school in the UK, which obviously is very Christian, and we did the nativity scene, and we learned about Jesus in school every day.
We did, but never anything specific about frankincense or myrrh.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. Like, they say gold. I'm like, great, good start. Know what gold is? Frankincense? What the hell is that? Myrrh. Oh, great. If you look at the gifts, one is clearly better than the other. Like, hey, I have gold, one of the richest elements in the world, and also we have some nice smelling things.
So that one group of four wise kings obviously look pretty good.
Yeah, but between 12 of them, like 12 kings, all wise men, so they were supposedly astronomers, maybe. So, they were very advanced in their field. They must have been wealthy of some kind. And yet they could only afford a little bit of gold and some smelly things. Kind of despicable, really. Especially if there's 12 and not three. Yeah.
There could have been a lot more to give. But then again, times are changing. I think these days we're a lot more... No, I'm not even going to carry on with that because I'm going to make myself look even more stupid.
So, well done, Yayan. 2.5 out of a lot of numbers. So,
You're very good at doing this, aren't you?
Wait, what's wrong?
Very good at making me look ignorant and stupid.
Yayan, they were very difficult questions. It's okay.
It seems like general. Oh, well. Thank you for putting a downer on my day.
Yayan, a new development has happened in my life. Just 41 seconds ago, hold on a second, hold the phone. Jay Cartwright, the character from The Inbetweeners, the British TV show, very funny. Well, he has many, many parody accounts. And one of them is called @J_Cartwright_N0T. So Jay Cartwright, not. Not the best Twitter handle, I would admit. I think he came to the game late, but he does have 75,000 followers. Now, that is very impressive compared to my measly 500. So he...
Nearly 200.
Yeah, he said, "Hey, pal, DM me. I want to ask you something." So I followed him, and then he DM'd me just now, and he said, "Following." He said, "Thanks for following me back. Anyway, mate, do you like your username? Because I want to use it, but I can't. Because you already have it, you see." Now, what he's trying to say is that Lad Banter, possibly the greatest investment that I have ever made, not Bitcoins, not Apple stock, but the Twitter handle Lad Banter is the best thing I have ever thought of in my life.
Everyone wants that from you.
It's amazing. If you type in Lad Banter, everything will come up, and I can guarantee you if I set to Lad Bible, pure Lad Banter, Lad Bants, Lad Banter 2012, I'd be like, "Hey, do you want my username?" They'd be like, "Yes. Yes, I do."
It's a prized possession you got there.
It is a prized possession. And, my friend was saying to me, like, "Hey, you could definitely sell it and, make a couple hundred dollars or pounds or whatever."
Yeah, you could.
And the thing is that I'm not going to do that. I'm probably never going to do that.
Yeah, you're sort of too proud of it, you too. So do you hold it quite close to your heart?
I definitely do, and I think it's become an identity for me. So much so that, because Lad and Banter don't even mean any words to me. If I say Lad Banter to somebody, they'll be like, "Oh, that's your Twitter handle, you idiot." I'm like, no, they mean real words. Because in America, they don't use those words, They don't use, like, True Gent, Lad Banter, Lad Points, whatever. It's not used. So, to me, it's just my identity. So, giving it away or selling it or whatever would just be like selling me. I guess.
Exactly.
So
it's only giving your soul to the devil, more or less.
Exactly, Jay Cartwright Knott. I don't wanna give him my username. But I love the round the bush way he went around asking me. Anyway, mate, do you like your username? Because I wanna use it, but I can't, because you already have it, you see. You could have said that so much better than that.
Do you think he'd thought of it? Yes, he's right. I mean, I have it now, but he could have it right as well.
I think he tried to weasel me out of it, but
exactly.
I don't think I'm going to give it to him. He was very nice about it.
Yeah.
But even with his 75,000 followers, I really don't want him to have it.
No, I think it's like you said, too much of a prized possession. I mean, I wouldn't give it away. I mean, I'm quite happy with my Yian Reese. I've actually had a message before from the Yian Reese asking for me to give it to him.
Is that true?
Yeah, and he was, I think he was from Ebervale.
Oh, really? Just down the road?
Yeah, he has about 5 followers and 3 tweets, and they were about Man U. So I said, no, sorry, man, I can't do that.
He should have changed his name to Man Yai. That's the best name that he could have thought of.
That's
Man Yai Knighted.
Oh, God. Good grief.
I mean, it sounds stupid, but I think it would look good on paper.
Not even that.
What? You don't think so?
It's not a fact on paper, it would be even more confusing because no one even knows what my name is when they read it.
No, like, look, man. Yai. Oh, look, this is great. Yan, Yai, Knight.
Yeah, but people are going to read that as Manny Knighted.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Manny United, I don't know.
You should change your name, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I should definitely change my name after 19 years. That sounds like a great idea.
You should change your name and then give your Twitter name to Man Yai United.
You know what? Fuck it, I'm going to do that.
I think that's a great idea. I think you should definitely do that. So, it's actually the first request I've ever got of my Twitter handle. A lot of people have kind of like tweeted at me by mistake. You know,
I've seen a lot of people complain and be like, "This isn't even Lab Banter."
Yes,
like,
a gentleman addressed me. He said, "Oi mate, what do you think you're doing? Yeah, well, you can't be Lab Banter because you tweeted a Smiths lyric, Gaylord." And I was like, "Well, that's a very good point."
Yes, you're a substantial point there.
I'm very sorry for being a gay lord and
have to reconsider everything associated with this Twitter account.
Yeah. And then he said, "Excuse me, at Metropolitan Police, I'd like to report at Lab Banter for being a massive twat." And I was like,
"It's taking this quite far."
I know. So I'm gonna message Jay back now. What should I say? Should I call him Jay? Hey Jay.
Yeah, just be like, "Hey Jay." I mean. The problem is, I have the username right now.
And you want it. That is the problem.
And see, that's the problem. And I hope we can break this out.
Should I ask him the same question? Like, "Hey man, I'm very interested in J_Cartwright N0T. Please, can I have it?"
I've had that username for a while now.
Yes, I've actually really wanted it, but I can't use it because you have it. Do you want to just trade?
It is the finest online handle that money can buy.
Hey man, I do actually quite like it. So I think I'm gonna keep it. Thanks though.
Smiley face, XX.
I mean, like, he was nice about it, and he didn't like threaten me or anything, so that was pretty nice.
Yeah, but he's going like the sort of charity mugger way about it, pretending to be nice and then getting something out of you.
Maybe I should make a parody account.
What, of yourself?
No, like pure Lad Banter.
Oh, right, I see.
And get a bunch of followers.
That's your own choice. I want nothing to do with that.
You could definitely help me out. Like, let's think of some lad things to say. "Just pissed on the toilet seat and didn't wipe it up. Hashtag Lad Banter." It's your turn.
"Just my mum and didn't even say sorry. Lad Banter."
"Went to a footy match and I got a yellow card. Wasn't even playing. Hashtag Lab Banter."
No, go on.
I think that was definitely the best I could do.
I'm pretty sure that was good.
Yian, apart from today, how has your life been? How would you summarize it briefly?
What, in the my entire life?
Well, you know, the last time we spoke, possibly.
Oh, last time we spoke, well, that was summer, wasn't it? It has been, summer had its ups and downs, but aside from that, it's been very good. I've met a lot of good people. I'm no longer afraid to show my true self, which is just a dumb little friendly old man.
You're not afraid to take a stand, could you say?
I'm definitely not afraid to take a stand. I actually have an opinion about things now, instead of just being like, well, I don't know. It's probably, I don't know. I suppose I've come a fair distance. I don't think I'm all the way there yet, but I think I've come a long way.
Would you say that you're, you know, following traditions in our lives, you are me just 2 years later?
I'd say two or three.
Two or three. Yeah.
I think you're well advanced at this point in your life. I think you're pretty much you're almost at your prime.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. Just don't worry, because in like 2 or 3 years you'll be where I am now. So.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
The early bird gets the worm, you could say.
Did I tell you I went on a date?
No, you did not. Please tell me.
I went on a date. I started online dating. And I said.
I did read the tweet about this. I could. Seemed very interesting. Please tell me.
I set up a profile on a site called OkCupid.com, and I was on it for a while, and it was quite addicting, to be honest. It's just good to flick through. It's not as bad as, like, do you know Tinder, the app Tinder?
I do. I am familiar.
It's not as bad as flicking through that and being very judgmental. You actually have a bit of information about everyone. You just get to read them about them, and then I messaged this one girl, and she messaged back. Her name was... Actually, no, I probably won't give her a name, but she was from Ireland.
Let's say a hypothetical name, like Drake. Drake.
Sorry?
Drake.
Drake, Irish name. Drake Flanagan, I messaged. Drake Flanagan, and she was very nice. Like, she had very similar interests to me in terms of music and TV and just general things, just general hobbies. And I said, okay, yeah. We need to meet up for a drink, and we met up at this local pub that I go to called the Apple in Bristol. Very nice pub, little boat that serves a lot of lovely cider. We got talking, and it was just one of the most awkward things I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Where would you like to expand on that? Like, why was she awkward, or was it you? Like, what was going on?
I think it was both of us, really. I think it was generally more my part. There were a lot of awkward silences, like a lot. And it was just that situation where you're just like, I don't know what to say. My mind is completely gone blank. I am thinking about absolutely nothing right now except fear.
So what drew you to this girl? You know, what kind of made you want to message her?
Well, OkCupid has a percentage, like, sort of match thing. And she was in the 90 odd percent. So I thought, okay, well, that's probably something. I checked out her profile. She seemed very nice. Like, a lot of other profiles are sort of quite vain, and like you have like requirements that these people want. But she just seemed quite open, keen to make friends and keen to meet people. So I thought I'd just give it a shot. But sadly, it didn't work out. And after the date, right? Get this. This is the worst part. I texted her, and it was just one word replies for a while. It was like, so yeah, you know, how's your weekend been? Good. Okay, great. And then tried to message her again, and she deleted not only her OkCupid profile, but her Facebook profile as well, just to get away from me.
Are you sure she deleted them and didn't block you?
Well, no, because actually, I don't know. That could be a point. Yeah, that's probably actually what happened. That's a lot more likely.
I doubt you could have been that repulsive that you made her just turn away from social media altogether. I suppose
she did say something about like she had anxiety problems. I don't know where those are, but it was probably more on my part.
Did you cause the anxiety problems? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. She had them prior to like meeting us meeting. But
so they really developed when the date was going on.
Yes. Basically, in a nutshell, I shouldn't be left around women.
I mean, what was the problem? Was it that she was very similar to you, so you guys were quite quiet, or?
You know, yeah, that in a way, but also just the whole thing of me having so much difficulty trying to find something to talk about. which is a common problem I have with a lot of girls.
Did you drink at all? Did you?
Yeah, I drank. I bought her a drink as well. I was trying to be quite generous, but that didn't really help at all.
What, one drink?
Well, she only wanted one.
How long was this interaction?
It was like an hour and a half, maybe. But don't say me.
No, I'm just trying to get a sense of what was going on and what drew her to delete you or all of her social media.
I haven't the faintest clue, but yeah, that's my first experience with online dating.
Well, would you do it again?
Sorry?
Would you do it again?
I try it again, and if a similar outcome occurred, then I would just stop it altogether. Because this might be just like a one-off. But if it's just something like it's purely me, then I just need to stay away from online dating because it's just not. I just don't belong there.
What about dating in general?
Yeah, I can do that. I've met a few girls like out in town and in clubs and stuff. That's fine. But this online stuff is horrible. It's just because you already know more or less all about them before you even meet them, and then that you find very little to talk about when you're actually there.
But then you can kind of like say like, hey, you were. You know, how long did you do horse riding for? And then they'll talk about horses for a while, and you can be like, well, I met a horse once, and everything
yeah,
just... Did that all work for you?
It was mainly music that we talked about. That was the common interest. And we had pretty much discussed everything there was to discuss online before we even met, so there wasn't...
Right.
It was just... But yeah. Yeah, that wasn't too great.
I'm sorry, Ian. That's unfortunate.
I'm trying to think what else has happened. I've been going to festivals. I don't know. Just been a busy bee.
Nice. That's good to hear. I'm glad you're doing well.
Have you been?
I've been pretty good. Life's been going well for me. I think it's going well. Recently got an internship. It's pretty strange. I would not do it again.
Where was it?
It was at a... Well, the company is a very interesting thing. I probably shouldn't say the name, but it is three companies put together. It's a non-profit organization, sports management, and also finance. And
okay.
Somehow I was trying to represent this company on social media, which turned out to be very, very hard because they all had different Facebook accounts, but they were all one big company, and it was a big mess. And
yeah.
I had an interesting experience with the chain of command, just kind of in general, because it was a small company, like people were pretty close together, like geographically, and definitely like could give some insight if you wanted them to. And I was working one-on-one with a girl, let's call her Drake, and she would ask me to do some graphic design work, and I would be like, okay, that's fine. Then she would ask me to do it, and then she'd be like, oh, I need it by this deadline. So I'd like work really hard to get it by that deadline, and then she would pass it around the office, and then everyone would be like, no, that sucks. We don't need that anymore.
Jesus.
So actually, I've been there for... been there since October, and I think the most useful thing that I've done is make a name tag. That was used.
A name tag?
Yeah, the most vivid... example of this happening was the holiday card, which turned to be a big fiasco. So I was working on this design. Also, side story from this. I'll tell you afterwards. Actually. So I was working on the design for the holiday card, and they said, hey, we need a holiday card. Just make it very similar to last year. Nothing too big. We would like it done by Friday. Please, can you just do that? And I was like, great, okay, cool. So I looked at last year's design. It was a Christmas tree where it said, like, happy holidays. Blah 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 blah. And I was like, great, okay, I can do that. So I made a new Christmas tree. It was all stylized. I made it with like circles. It looked kind of cool. And I said, happy birthday. I mean, not happy birthday. Happy holidays.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Happy holidays from everyone at blankety blank.
Yep.
And I had a collage of all the pictures that they'd taken over the year. And they were like, oh, it looks pretty good. We would like it in a curved font to make it more professional. And I was like, okay. So I chose a curved font that they've used in many other projects, and I was like, oh, well, they like this one, I don't see why they wouldn't like it again. They're like, hey, it looks great, just wondering if you could make it kind of cursive, and I was like, sure, I can do that. So I chose a cursive font, and I was like, well, it looks pretty stylized, I'll do that. And they're like, well, actually, can we have it in this specific cursive font?
font.
I was like, I'm just working with Minnesotan passive-aggressive goons who can't tell me what they want. And so I do it in the font, and then they say... actually, the font itself that they chose was not cursive, and it looked like complete shit. Just to clarify. Looked awful. Like, look straight off clip art, you know? It was looked terrible. I was like, great, have that one, see if I can. And then they were like, I don't know, it looks a bit too Christmassy, if you know what I mean. And I was like, what? And then they're like, can we have the working file? Can we just have can we just tinker with it a little bit, just make a few adjustments? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I sent them the Photoshop file.
The file, yeah.
And then they send it out a couple hours later, and they're like, oh, what does everyone think of this? And so they get rid of the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree's gone.
Right. What else do they do?
The most important part, the integral part of the holiday card, the thing that they made me base last year's design on, had just gone. Disappeared.
Just completely gone already.
Yeah. And they replaced it with different fonts. Every single, like, 8, like, 12 lines. Every single one is a different font. And then, like, it was just saying happy holidays in different languages.
Oh, God.
And everyone's like, looks great to me. Looks awesome. Great job, everybody. Great group efforts. That was awesome. And I was like, what the hell did I just do? What a waste of time. Yeah. Oh, my word. They're like, yeah, like, I think, like, the Christmas tree was cool, but, like, I think it just looked a little bit too Christmassy. I was like, you had a Christmas tree last year. Why doesn't this matter to you? So confusing. I was like, why did I waste my time doing this?
Absolute. I don't know who you're working with, but I'm not. Oh, God.
And you're like, hey, I was just wondering if you want to stay next semester. And I was like, well, can I work for free with these people that don't know what they want? I love free labor, but unfortunately, no, I will have to decline.
I love working with idiots for free, but sadly, no.
Exactly. So I'm not doing that again. Also, in the process of designing something else, I had a weird sleep schedule. I couldn't figure out what to do because I needed to study, but then I needed to sleep. So I went to bed at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Big mistake. I woke up at 12. Midnight. I woke up at midnight, and I worked until 7 a.m.
Jeez, 7 straight hours from midnight, that's horrible.
Well, I wasn't really working, I was kind of pissing about and being like, oh, why am I awake at this hour?
Yeah.
And I was having real trouble getting back to sleep, so I was like, alright, fine, I'll have a wank, and then I'll go to sleep. Because it helps me sleep, works every time, so...
Works wonders.
Yeah, I got up the resources on the computer, and then I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come in the next morning, and she's like, oh, yeah, let's look at the design for you. And I was like, all right, cool. Hit, like, and keep in mind, we're sharing a desk. We couldn't be closer if we tried. she's looking at my screen while I'm trying to pull this up. And in the bottom left corner, there's some mysterious folder called New Folder.
Oh, God, that's always the worst.
And I'm like, it's in there, and I click it. And then, like, just... thumbnail after thumbnail just splatters onto the screen. And I'm just like, whoa! And I click it, and it's gone. But then I'm clicking so frantically, I click again, and it comes back.
Just all in slow motion.
And then it's there for like two Mississippis. One Mississippi. Two Mississippi. And then it goes away.
Oh, God.
And then like the design pops up, and she's like, looks good.
And then she think about this again. Looks
and,
good.
And then she Come keeps on. And then she keeps working. Two things happened. One of two things happened. Either she saw it. It was very obviously a lot of skin, a lot of pinkish material in these pinkish thumbnails. Bumps. And she saw it, and she decided to ignore it, and move on with our day.
Boys will be boys.
Yeah, and she's like a little bit older than me, so it was pretty awkward.
Okay.
Or she just is the ditziest person. Yeah, and she just didn't see it at all. And was like, yep, that's a bunch of thumbnails, and there's the design.
Yep, that's his previous work, and here's the design.
If that's the case, then that's great, but I will never know for sure. And it's not like she can bring it up to anybody.
Yep,
it's too risky.
It's all online, it's all free, it's all streamable.
It is, it is. And what a great world we live in, you know?
And what an age we live in.
Yep, so I think that concludes the Christmas episode of the Underlying Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us on this
wonderful
day. Yeah,
thank you very much. It's been good. I'm sorry I was very underprepared. I'm sorry I'm very silly and stupid and ignorant, but, you know, that's the way the Underlying Podcast goes.
I think that's how we expected it to go, so it couldn't have gone better, in my opinion. I would read the fan mail, but we have none.
We have had none for 2 years.
We do have 71 friend requests, I'm proud to say.
To all you future friends of the Underlying Podcast, welcome to the family.
Yep, unfortunately, Jay, I will not be giving you my Twitter handle, but thank you for trying.
And Drake Flanagan, if you're listening, please call me. It's been a week. Come on.
Thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to the Underlying Podcast. For more information, don't go anywhere. You won't find it. Goodbye, and thank you for listening.
Goodbye, everybody. Happy Christmas.
Goodbye.